Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We begin with the Irish Independent this morning on their front page. 560 million taken in fuel tax for climate action is still unspent. More than half a billion euro earned in fuel taxes earmarked to fund climate measures has yet to be spent for that purpose. Analysis shows 278 million euro in climate funds from the 2 cent fuel levy, which was cut after the fuel protests, was unspent, and 258 million in carbon taxes also went to the exchequer. Climate Minister Dara O'Brien said hundreds of millions had been allocated to projects, but there you have it, almost half or over half a billion still unspent in those carbon taxes. A lot of people driving to work this morning will be annoyed with that because, of course, a lot of what you pay at the pumps, 2 cent fuel levy, that goes towards this money being unspent. On the front page of the Irish Times, they have the first opinion poll before the by-elections at the end of this month. The Irish Times TG Cahir opinion poll for Galway West shows that Fine Gael's Sean Kine leads the way. He's slightly ahead with 2 weeks before polling day. Fine Gael's Sean Kine holds the slimmest of leads over Independent Ireland rival Noel Thomas in the Galway West by-election campaign, according to this latest poll. The poll was carried out by Ipsos B&A. It also shows a strong performance by Helen Ogbu, who is at this stage the leading candidate of a large but scattered left-wing vote. And just to do a rundown of that by-election poll, Sean Kine, Fine Gael 17%, Noel Thomas, Independent Ireland 16%, Helen Ogbu of Labour on 12%. They look like to be the main three. Just looking down the line, Mark Lohan, Sinn Féin, 7%. That would be very disappointing for Sinn Féin if that was to ring true, the by-election results here. But still 2 weeks to go, and I suppose what it really shows here that it is all to play for, and transfers will prove key in the Galway West by-election. Just a few points separating the top three. I think there'll be a lot of people surprised that Fine Gael's Sean Kine is leading the way, because the same poll shows that there's a lot of government dissatisfaction in Galway West. But in saying that, Sean Kine is still leading. Noel Thomas, tipped by many to be the favourite to win the Galway West by-election, is on 16%. So he, if that poll is to play out, will be facing an uphill battle, because I'm just also reading here that he's not expected to do as well as Sean Kine or Helen Ogbu when it comes to transfer. So he may be facing an uphill task, even though many have been tipping him as the favourite in Galway West. The front page of the Irish Examiner: the Dáil spending watchdog is to probe how a bike shed at University Hospital Kerry costs €127,000. That's also on the front page of the Daily Star today. But looking at the Examiner: the Dáil spending watchdog is to probe how a bike shed at University Hospital Kerry costs €127,000. Public Accounts Committee Chairman John Brady said he was flabbergasted to see €127,000 spent on the project to deliver what he described as an extravagant building to put a bike in. He said this is at a time when people are really, really being hammered by the cost of living crisis. Nothing that bike shed procurement had previously been addressed at the PAC in reference to the €336,000 structure installed at Leinster House. So, yeah, almost over half a million spent on two bike sheds, one at Leinster House and one at University Hospital Kerry. That story is also on the front of the Irish Daily Star. Like I say, a vicious cycle, another €127,000 blown on bike shed that only hospital workers are allowed to use. We just heard Pat Daly on our news bulletins, the Sinn Féin TD for Kerry. He was actually defending the cost of the bike shed. He says that it was asked for, and it was felt it was necessary to attract people to the hospital. Here, according to the Irish Daily Star, that it's only hospital workers are allowed to use it. So I don't know how it is attracting people to the hospital. On the front page of the Irish Daily Mirror, it reports that health officials are searching for dozens of passengers who left the cruise ship ravaged by deadly rat-linked virus. Hunt for 30 who left rat-bug ship. Health officials were last night racing to find dozens of passengers who left the cruise ship ravaged by a deadly rat-linked virus. 30 people from at least 12 countries disembarked in the British overseas territory of St. Helena last month. With three people dead and at least nine others infected, there are fears that they may have been spreading the virus across the world. Two Irish passengers, Cork native Anne Lane and a Dublin pal, are still on board the Dutch ship, which was last night making its way towards the Canary Islands. The Honduras had set sail from Argentina on April 1st on a 35-day Atlantic Odyssey adventure. On the front page of the Irish Daily Mail, shock at schools' unisex toilets. Parents shock at schools' unisex toilets. Upset at disgraceful move as boys and girls must share facilities in new building. Parents at a new secondary school have branded the decision to use mixed-sex toilets as disgraceful and said that it disregards the privacy of girls. The 1,000 student Educate Together school in Harold's Cross, Dublin, moved into a new four-storey building this week in which male and female students must share common sink area next to the toilets. A shocked parent who toured the school shared photos showing gender-neutral cubicles with both male and female symbol on doors. Makeshift signs had been stuck on the toilets. This story continues on page four. Estelle Birdie, who has two teenagers attending the school, told the Irish Daily Mail yesterday that she felt that the decision to replace private single-sex spaces, particularly for teenage girls, was totalitarian and that a large cohort of students were incensed with the change. Parents told the children they were consulted about the toilets as part of the move from the school's previous prefab buildings on the same site. And on the front of the UK papers this morning, it is all about those elections. On the front of The Guardian, there's a picture of the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, him and his wife on the way to the polls yesterday to cast their votes in these crucial local elections. On the front of the I paper, the secret meeting hits Rayner, hope of becoming Prime Minister. Angela Rayner met key power broker in Sheffield 2 weeks ago to canvass support, but left the city empty-handed. This is, of course, referring to pressure set to mount on Sir Keir Starmer after these elections. PM urged on the front of the Times, the UK Times, PM urged by Miliband to set timeline for leaving, bid to avoid Labour civil war after local elections. And of course, it is wall-to-wall election coverage in those UK papers this morning. And those results of those elections in England, Scotland and Wales will start to filter through throughout today, with final results expected early tomorrow morning. And these elections in the UK could, of course, have a number of huge implications. Firstly, it looks certain that the election results will prove catastrophic for the Labour Party, and the pressure will, of course, increase on UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer over the coming days. Will he still be Labour leader by the end of the weekend? It remains to be seen. Secondly, all eyes will be on the performance of the Reform Party. And if they do as well as expected in the local elections in England and the parliamentary elections in Wales and Scotland, then it does put Nigel Farage in pole position to become the next UK Prime Minister. Of course, the next general election in the UK is 2029. So after August 2029, we could have Nigel Farage as the UK Prime Minister. And thirdly, nationalist parties are now likely to be in charge in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland. The SNP and Plaid Cymru are almost certain to form the new governments in Scotland and Wales, and Sinn Féin are already the senior partner in the North. Surely this means the integrity of the UK is much less secure, and surely it puts the likelihood of a border poll on the agenda here. Could it happen within the next 10 years? I know that's a question that was being asked by some people earlier this week.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.